everybody. Thank you for coming out. I'd like to call Claire Sandberg up also for a second.
Hey, Claire!
This is frack action. These two women are just absolutely, totally amazing. They have dedicated their life to try to stop hydrofracking. They work 24/7. They barely get paid. They have dedicated their life. And if we stop fracking, it's because of everybody out there and these two women up here. So let's hear it for Julia and Claire. Julie Sautner. These people have come all the way from Pennsylvania, but this isn't their first time. They come everywhere, every time they're asked, and you need to understand that when they show up here, Craig is not going to work. He's not getting paid. You also need to understand that they have a house that no longer has any value. Why? Because it has no water. They have a water buffalo that the gas industry put into their house, and their daughter still gets sick when she takes a shower. So meanwhile, he goes to work every day to pay for a house that has no value left. His daughter gets sick, and he takes days off from work to come here, and they get threatened all the time. So let's hear it for Craig and Julia. Yeah. Without people like that who are willing to put their life at risk and show people the truth and say we will not back down, it takes a lot of courage, and they have it. Now, talking about the moratorium that we passed last year, I need you all to understand how critical that was. Let's remember, it was election time. Every senator and assembly person was up for election. When we ended up doing the moratorium, understand it was almost dead. We were able to revitalize it with the help of so many people, and we ended up passing it 49-9. Now, let me explain this to you. 20 Republican senators and 29 Democratic senators voted with us for a vote of 49-9 to say we need to take it slow, we need to learn what this is all about, let's do a moratorium. So 49 senators are on record of saying there's a problem. And those 49 senators better step up to the plate now that it's not election and say we're still here and we're still with you. Now, also understand that it was the people. The day of the moratorium and the day before of the vote, the phones never stopped ringing. They called the majority leader's office, they called the minority leader's office, they called the senator's office all day, all night. They picked up the phone, they only just said, are you calling about fracking? They never did that before. That's how we got that vote. So go back and get the resolution, look at those 49 senators, and start calling their phones every day until we get something passed that protects us. Yeah! So, while we're trying to get the state to do what they have to do, we have to start getting all of our local governments to do whatever they can with a ban. And that's where it's really going to start, and that's where it's going to really take place. We got a ban done in Ulster County. Now understand, the Ulster County legislator is also Republican now. And I got a 33-0 vote to ban hydrofracking on Ulster County property. That's pretty amazing, and I even got the chairman of the legislature to go on record of talking about how we can't have this in Ulster County because of the trucks and stuff. And these are people who are pro-economic development. When they stood up and supported me, I almost fell off my chair. So let's understand, people get it, and the local elected officials get it because we're closest to them. So don't stop working, let's keep going, and no fracking way. Yeah!